This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I be rolling with you, mommy. I be feeling the motion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie. It be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll. Co-pilot on the passenger side. Be so fly. Yeah. She so lit. We so high. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Co-pilot.
Yo, 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 what up, y'all? What's going on out there? Y'all know what it is, yo. It's your boy, man, and we're back with another one, yo. Sparking conversation. Y'all know how we get down, man, you know. I always like to open up the show the same way every week. We're giving thanks to all the people that actually take time out to watch the playbacks, that join the live. And, so for those that's joining live, I'm gonna be announcing this throughout the show. Y'all always can hit the comments, you know what I'm saying? If it's something that we're talking about and you want to chime in on, whether you agree or disagree, it's all love. Put your comments in. They will show up on the screen. And you know what I'm saying? We can respond to your comments if we get an opportunity to. So just want to make sure that all the people that's watching live, y'all could be interactive with us. You know what I mean? You don't just got to watch and not participate if you don't want to. But shout out to those of y'all that are live. Shout out to those of y'all that listen to the audio version of this podcast, the ones that download the audio version. Yo, we appreciate y'all so much for doing so. Y'all are helping us move through, break through the algorithm, so to speak. And it's just super dope. So we just want to give thanks to y'all for sure. All the sponsors. So, you know, we always tell y'all the links are in the description of this video where you can get to all the sponsors that just rock with the platform. You know what I mean? Like, we have a whole bunch of different people who take time out to say, yo, you can market and promote my product so we can work together and say, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I like what you're doing. So here, talk to these people about my products. I think it'll fit your audience. So y'all already know about Flixsters. Y'all already know about Canva Kits. That's for the people that's, you know, into the creative space, you know. Oh, the free credit ebook. The link is in the description for a free credit ebook. It's about business credit versus personal credit and what's the difference between the two and how business credit could really, really help you in life in general. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's so much that you could do where you could really alleviate the pressure on your personal credit, man, and then put this stuff on your business credit. So it's so dope to get information, and the information is free. It's an ebook. It's not a long read. I think it's something like maybe 75 pages at the most, I think. But, you know, it's all love, man. Y'all go out there. Y'all click the link in the description, man. Y'all get the ebook. Download the ebook. It's free. And get that information. That way y'all can jump out there, man, when it's time for us to have these networking events. And we telling y'all, man, get these LLCs, these S-Corps, these C-Corps, however you feel the need to structure your business. But go ahead and get them, man, so you can take advantage of all these opportunities that are out here. For those people that are operating in the space where you say you have a business, you know, it's crazy all the information that we don't know. So get yourself together, man. Get your shit in line. And you can get some of this information and take advantage, all right? So today, like, I wanted to do, well, one of the things I wanted to talk about this week, y'all know how we do, we talk about trending topics of the week, right? It's been a lot of things going on in the world of that's dealing with men and ego and pride and all these other things. You know what I'm saying? But I was talking to the crew behind the scenes real quick, and we were talking about social media cleansing, right? So I want to open the show up with that. We're going to talk about that. We're going to get into a couple other things because I feel like the stuff that's going on with DJ Envy and Rick Ross and how it trickled down to gunplay and how, you know, all of this stuff is transpiring to cease and desist and, you know, to people wanting to rescind their donations because of a chain that he was supposedly have been gifted by Rick Ross. And he has a child that has like a terminal illness that they're trying to raise money for. And people are like, it's a thing about social media. And I think that's the thing that ties all into what we was talking about in the background, where is that there's a such thing as people saying they take a cleanse or take a break from social media, right? Where they step back, they step away from it because of for whatever reason it is. It could be because you just want to clear your palate from everything going on in life. You don't want to look at nobody else's issues, stories, or whatever. Or the things that you read and see affect you in some type of way. You know what I mean? To the point where you feel like you need a cleanse from it. And we were talking in the background, and I think the most of the things I want to do when we talk about this tonight is I want to talk about it from a perspective of, you know, the reasons why people specifically pick social media as a part of a cleanse of their life. You know what I mean? Because everybody don't use social media for the same reasons. And I think that's the thing that makes it a little hard to understand for certain people. Now, for me, I don't necessarily, when people say they're going to take a break from social media, I just respect whatever their decision is. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, it's not a thing for me. But the thing is, though, whenever people do decide to take a break from social media, like, it's a lot of people who will take the opportunity to give the reasons why. And I guess when it comes to this gunplay situation and the things that's been going on with that, I can see why people want to get off social media for a little while and just detach from it, because it's so many people that take your business and just like, shh. And it don't even be that. It just, you know what I mean? Like, and or people could use any reason to try to misconstrue what's going on in your life. So I guess for me personally, I guess I get it. What I don't understand is how it people allow social media to affect them if it ain't about them, you know, personally. So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to bring the crew up and we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight, because I think it's important that we could, you know what I'm saying, we chop it up about that, because not only do they got that thing going on, but Meek Mill and Drama. And it's so corny, too, because with them both being from Philly, that's another thing about men that get money, or supposedly men that are rich. You know, it seemed like guys, the more money they make, the more their ego just, pardon me, their ego just shoot out the roof, because it doesn't make sense for the way that these people have these back and forth on social media, and then it comes down to somebody actually getting robbed in real life. Because now, even if Meek Mill didn't have nothing to do with it, it looks like he has something to do with it, for whatever supposedly, allegedly had happened in Drama out in Canada. Like, there's no footage and nothing that's actually saying that he got robbed and all these other things. It's just the fact that that's how the rumors go around. You know how that goes. But it's no different than Freddie Gibbs that we talked about a few weeks ago, about, you know, sending girls booty pictures and, you know, how that went, you know. So that's just how it is. But I'm going to bring the crew up real quick, all right, so we can chop it up, man, and get to it, y'all. So, yeah, there you go. Y'all gotta mind CJ tonight. She's in the west wing of her school.
My new lavish home.
So beautiful. So beautiful.
Her piano back there, yo. That's not a keyboard, y'all. That's a real piano. So what's up, y'all? What's going on with y'all, man?
Shit.
Nothing, ain't nothing.
All right, well, don't try to act calm. Y'all was just both yelling at me behind the scenes. So
I was not yelling.
Yeah, that's what I was. Hey,
I was telling you y'all was saying the same thing.
Yeah, but you know how CJ is. She just like to, you know how she do. She don't like to agree. So she just
don't listen.
She gotta keep going, and she don't wanna ever agree. But I do wanna say this. based on the conversation that we had in the background, just to bring the people up to speed, because that's what we do. Before we go on, y'all, we be talking. And a lot of times, it kind of, it don't even be what we get ready to go talk about, but it turns into it, because we be having these conversations behind the scenes. But so we were talking about social media cleansing, right? In the sense of, personally, I didn't know that that's something that we was going to talk about. But now I kind of get it, because the topics that I did want to talk about was what I was saying earlier about what's going on with Envy and Ross and all that other stuff, because it is, social media did make it bigger than it had to be. You know what I'm saying? I do think, you know, Rick Ross jumped out the window a little bit. I do think that he did. But, you know, for the most part, I believe that, you know, social media takes something and gas it up, because, you know, Floyd Mayweather fight, they ain't even really talking about the fight right now. They just talking about what happened after the fight, which is crazy. So from what y'all were saying in the background, I know, CJ, you were saying that a lot of times when people take a step back from social media, it's not because of what they see on social media. It's because they're just taking a step back from everything in life. And they just need to.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You know, just disconnect from everything and everybody to get themselves together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that mainly your stance on the why you feel like people take a break from social media specifically?
No, it's for different reasons. If it was just one clear-cut reason, then that'd be something different. But it could be for several reasons. But I know most of the time, if it ain't because of them, you know, some people take a cleanse because they partners make them take a, you know, take a cleanse. Because you all here wilding and bursting on social media, baby. Maybe
entertaining too many bitches.
Yeah, maybe I'll bring you back down to reality. Sometimes people do it because it is overwhelming, consuming a lot of shit that you see and you hear on social media. You know, it's sometimes, you know, especially when people go to, and it depends on what you're using it for. That's the most important thing. It depends on what you're using this tool for. You got people that use it for the sake of business. You got people that use it just for, you know, fundamental reason. They just want to get on it just because to see what the latest news is, which makes it just that much worse because people stop watching the news for depressing reasons just to get on social media. And sometimes they may even see more depressing shit. Like sometimes people need a break. Like people just need a break, not because it's like, oh shit, what you doing is affecting me type shit, but it's just the fact like I need a break. I need a reset. And sometimes when they don't know where to start, they just right. Got to literally clip the lifeline off of all sorts of communication straight across the board. So it's literally a shitload of different reasons depending on what you're using social media for. So,
right.
Man.
I mean, I agree. I think for the most part, like we were saying earlier, when the reason why I think what you make is a valid point of reasons why people will disconnect from everything. Because, you know, sometimes life will make you not want to see nothing, whether it's good or bad. You know what I mean? But, Tamika, let me ask you this. Like, based on social media itself, how do you use it? Like, in the sense of what social media is for you. Like, how do you use it?
I use it to network. I get a lot of my customers on Facebook. Sometimes I just use it for my ADHD, you know, just to scroll, and I look at other people's drama so I can laugh and, you know, like, and still mind my business at the same time. So I don't feed into a lot of it. It's just, it's either I'm on there to post something real quick, answer some replies, do that, or I'm just killing a few minutes so my brain can take a rest. from all the other shit it's been working on for hours.
All right. Well, I get it. That's why I say for me, for the most part, because of what, you know, all the things that I do, I use it for those reasons personally. But I've never had it affect me to the point where I needed to take a disconnect. But, you know, I can't really say that based on the reason why other people do. Because in life, sometimes you don't feel like doing nothing. Because I'm going to be honest, even when nothing ain't going on, sometimes I don't feel like posting. Because, you know.
Yeah.
But you got to be consistent. And I think that's the number one thing about when you have a business that, you know, you have to be consistent. And, you know, some days you're not going to feel it. You know, you're not going to feel like doing it. And you're going to have those days. But then for the most part, you have to be consistent. And you have to, you know, like, kind of navigate even through life. Even when personal life hits you, you got to kind of still push as far as your goal is concerned. Because sometimes you're going to fall back. Like, sometimes it's going to make you fall back. I've heard so many people scared to start something because they're scared to start over. You get what I mean? Like, they'll be like, yo, I used to do this back in the day, but I don't want to do it no more because now I would have to start over from the beginning. You know? People don't like starting over. I noticed that. A lot of times we talk about people when about starting something over, they don't. They'd rather stay in the space to avoid starting over. It's like a job. That's why you said, what's the name of the service, CJ? Hold on for a second. What's the name of the AI matching service? What's the name of it?
Oh, Preview.
Preview. See, that's why they need Preview in their life, because people are stuck, you know, just even with their jobs, people are just right there. Like, they'll settle for that instead of saying, yo, I'm gonna start something new. They'll complain where they are instead of starting something new. You know what I mean? So let me ask y'all this. When it comes down to the way that social media affects people, let's just say in the event that it's not necessarily life that causes you to have to the detox, but what if it's just social media itself, how people get really affected by things that are posted? You know what I mean? Like, how do y'all feel in regards to that? Like, do y'all think that's something that is normal, or do you feel like that's something that, you know, kind of like it's kind of off a little bit for people to watch other people and it really affect them to the point where they feel like their life is, you know, really affected by it?
I know somebody personally who, I swear, I think it's like once a week. She's like, I need to get off of social media. It's affecting me too much. But she's one of those who likes to compare herself to others. She's one of those who, oh, well, she posted something and got this many likes. How come nobody's liking my post? And I'm like, it is social media. Like, and I have
to be real.
Yeah. I was like, the people who are liking her post probably don't even know her. And if she needed something, she probably couldn't even reach out to those people. So who cares? The people who are liking your post may be small amounts, but those are probably people you actually know. Like, so why are you... But she's always so consumed by what everybody else got going on and why it's not happening for her, but not really putting in the work. It's like... Right. So I'm always trying to check her on that. Like, you know, because she comes to me for advice and I'll tell her, like, I'm going to let you know. I'm going to say it in a very loving way, but I'm going to let you know you being ridiculous. Like, that's what I do.
She said, yeah, that's what I do. I let people know.
Yeah, I'm going to, yeah, I got to kick you in your ass. But what I'm saying, I'm not saying it out of hate. I'm saying it out of love. Like, you need to get out of that fucking space. Like, that is a you problem. It's not everybody else. That is a you problem. You are allowing that shit to affect you. You are comparing yourself to some shit that it probably isn't even fucking real. Could be fucking fabricated. They could be paying for likes. You know, like, you don't know what's going on. You're just seeing their numbers and saying, why isn't that me? It's like, well, you also got to work for it. So I was like, you should be looking at them for inspiration. I was like, if they're doing something that you want to do and you see they're killing it, why are you not taking notes? Why are you not sitting there networking with them? Why are you not having a conversation with that
person? You hate me. Why are you hating?
Yeah, like, you're not even bringing the right energy to it. So
right.
It's like you're miserable, but it's That's a you problem.
And that's what a lot of people do. A lot of people do that. They look at other people and they compare themselves. And then that's why a lot of people don't succeed in business, because I think they feel like it's overnight. Even when you have an amazing idea or you know you have something dope, you still got to work at it. Because, yeah, for some people it may happen like instantly. And then because there's some people that put up the stupidest shit and they be gone. You remember that dude, Ice JJ Fish? Remember him? The dude who couldn't sing, but he used to have a music videos where he used to be singing in like his falsetto voice. And he'd be sound like his stomach hurt and shit, yo. Y'all remember him? But yo, because he'd be doing all that, Usher moves and shit, yo. And on the bridge, I remember son did it in the bridge, almost fell off the bridge. They had cut, and they hold that nigga by his button up. But but you remember how stupid that shit was? But you see how viral it goes. So I get it. Some people be like, yo, you know, I'm putting up some really fly shit and it's not really getting the numbers they expect. That's because they looking for the instant gratitude versus, you know, saying, listen, let me continue to put in this work. Because I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes when we post a skit, I be like, yo, this one right here, yo, this one going to go. Yo, this one is. Out of here, yo. I post that shit. I come back 3 days later, that motherfucker got 30 views. I be like, and then, you know what I'm saying? Come back 2 weeks later, got 500. So it's, you just don't, you know what I mean? Like, if you doing it for the likes, you're going to be disappointed every time. I promise you. Because I swear, I have a huge family. I be swearing like the first 100 anything be them, you know, at all. So, you know, you be thinking you got friends out here, yo. That's another thing. Social media is an illusion for you. I know you say that all the time, CJ. It's an illusion. Yo, you be thinking you got real friends out here. You ain't, listen, that number that says 5, whatever your number is, listen, they are not your friend. You don't, they not your friends in real life, yo. Some people are. But then, you know, for the majority of who you expect to support you, that ain't going to happen. He will jump out the window on you. Did y'all see, not only that, so let me ask y'all.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
When it comes down to the whole thing about where they're saying that, you know, people are really like literally really low-key committing suicide off of social media because of the fact they're not getting as much attention as they really like. So it's kind of a serious thing. Like, I don't get the mentality. That's what I was saying.
It's still a them problem. It's still a them problem.
Like, you gotta really not love yourself. Like, I just can't, even if you don't have nobody in this world that love you, maybe because I've been in certain positions, if you've been bullied, I feel like anybody been bullied, your ass need to learn how to fucking love yourself. That should be enough for you. That's just my opinion. That's just me. Because people will say some harsh shit, or you will see some real harsh shit. So for me to commit suicide because I'm not getting enough attention on social media, that's crazy.
That's wild.
That's crazy. I don't...
And it'd be based on like likes and stuff, yo.
Yeah, like they be going. It's become some people's reality. Like that's the truth. Social media has become some people's reality, and they're living in that shit. And everything is justified from it, and it doesn't make sense. It's like, you need to go outside and touch grass. Like, go touch some fucking grass.
That's like,
you
need to touch grass.
Yes, go fucking touch grass. Put your fucking feet in some dirt, bitch. Like, you need to get outside because you're doing too much.
Yeah, go put your feet in some dirt, bitch. Like, yo, literally, that's
literally like that's some tough love shit, but it's real. Like, go fucking put your feet in some dirt. Go outside.
Go smell the pollution. Go do
something. Like,
if you're not liked in real life, why are you gonna kill yourself? Because people on social media ain't fucking with you. Like, bitch, you should be used to it. I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
When you say it, it's sometimes people just need to say things out loud. You know, like when you say it out loud, then it makes sense. You're right. Like, yo, literally, like, if they wasn't messing with you in real life and they don't mess with you on social media, you should be okay. Like, you should already expect that. Like, you should be okay. Like, you should be good with that in your life, yo. I don't get it, but
I don't think it's because of that. I think more so, I know far as the younger crowd, it's more so of them. Because I'm not going to be completely oblivious. I will be absolutely stupid, not even ignorant, because I know I'm just not applying that knowledge. I'll be completely stupid to ignore the fact, far as like the younger generation or younger kids, why most of those kids would commit suicide. I get it, because they compare themselves to like a lot of shit that's common sense or what you think would be common with adults is not like that with kids. Like, or it's not like that with teenagers when they're comparing themselves and how they look and how shit should be and all this other stuff. So I get that. I'm just speaking in terms of like adults. Like us.
I get that too. No, you make a good point. Especially when it comes to teenagers. No, you make a good point. Because, yeah, they still developing at that age. You know what I mean? So right. I guess they could be easily influenced by what they feel like, you know, attention they get or don't get. You know what I mean? So, I mean,
you need your ass beat.
Yo, but it's more adults than it is kids, though. You know what I'm saying? Because kids will get on there and they just pick a platform and they just stick to that. Like, you know, a lot of the younger people say, man, I don't be on Facebook. That's for old people until you got a business. Then you go over there and say, well, Facebook got 1.5 billion people over there. Like, who you going to put your ads in front of? You know what I mean? But then if you younger, you know, Instagram and then, you know, all the other shit that they on. TikTok mostly right now. You know what I mean? With the dancing and shit like that. But the young people can't even have that because you got old ass people out here doing it.
Don't shut up. Old people don't be taking over TikTok like everybody. The TikTok dances come from the young people. So no, they be taking over. They be doing their shit.
Nah, yo, get out of here, yo. You know, we be people like be 800 years old and they be up there. You know that, yo. You know they be up there doing it. I ain't saying nothing wrong with it. I don't care how old you is. Dance, yo. If you can still dance, dance. I don't care nothing about that. I ain't dissing. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that they can't even hide that because TikTok got mad older people that's really killing it out here with the dances, yo. People don't be wanting to hear that. It be women that be having like mad gray hair and they be doing their joints. And people gotta be, and they be getting mad views and likes because they be doing their shit, yo. And then it's the same dances though. It's not like it's something new. They might throw a shoulder in there, but they all doing this little thing like that, yo, where they be rubbing their stomach around and shit, yo, they doing that one.
Because that's all they can do. They can't do the shit that the young people can do. When you see the young people and they got their little dances and shit,
They joints be lit too, but come on, be honest, yo. The old people shit be lit too. They got a dude that's like a pastor. He be skating and shit. This nigga be dancing and skating around, all kind of shit, yo.
Oh, hell yeah.
Trying to get him in the church. Trying to get him in the church, get that 10%, yo. That nigga TikToking their ass right on down to the altar, yo. They TikToking down to the altar out here, yo, for real.
I'm cracking the fuck up.
Word, yo, you know they are. They that's what they doing in the church. They doing the dances to go give the money. So you know how some people will be passing the plate around. These motherfuckers don't pass the plate. You gotta TikTok your way down to the joint.
TikTok your way down.
Yeah,
I'm not going to hell with you today, Rob.
Nah, listen.
They
got the ushers by the stage, yo. The ushers be up there by the stage. So the people, they TikTok dance. Like everybody do the same dance. Now, some of them electric slide. Y'all seen that one? Where they do all that. They line dance down there to get any money, yo.
I'm not doing that.
You're not finna get us crucified. This is a world full of Christians. You ain't finna get me motherfucking crucified.
You mean to tell me y'all don't know that they be TikToking in church?
I don't really be on TikTok like that because I get stuck on TikTok. Like, I will be on there for 8 hours like it's my job.
Hey, every time this jump pop up, me and my husband be cracking up laughing, the little doom, 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 because your ass be doing a dead finger.
Listen.
TikTok, but
that's the thing. Like, if you think about it, if you go on TikTok, you're gonna see anything that you wasn't looking for.
Yeah,
like, you could go in there, it'd be one thing you see somebody cooking and something shit that you would never eat, but the way it looked, you'd be like, damn, I'm gonna try that shit, yo. They got steak, roast beef, chicken, turkey, all on one motherfucking sandwich.
Yo, what?
And you be like, hot damn, look at all
and
that
you know
cheese.
My fat ass is
and
always
you
like,
know, and, but it's some shit you would never put together. But the way they make it look like it, but then the very next joint be a whole fucking, I caught Bigfoot. Like, what? Who the fuck is that running? Like, you so on TikTok, you can't even get yourself together before
no,
you just be
you
with
going
all kind of emotions. You be like, oh, what the fuck? This nigga, he caught a UFO at his crib. Like, One nigga caught some shit coming out of his backyard on his
backyard. Yeah, I seen that shit.
And it was something that looked like, you know, like out of a movie. Like, I don't even know what it was. It was crawling, the eyes was glowing. I was like, what the fuck? And they caught it on the Ring camera.
You'll see some real shit on TikTok. Shit you want to see on the news. Or shit they suppress. That's the reason why I fuck with TikTok. I don't fuck with them too much because they be playing with us. But as far as the news they put out, yeah, they be on it. Once you train your algorithm to actually start showing the content that you like to engage into and shit, because y'all sound old to me. You be here. You got to train your algorithm, y'all.
When I go on there, I get stuck and it's just CJ, all the same shit that I've been watching and I'll get off of it for like 2 months.
CJ, like, and that's the thing. I do be all over the place because I ain't going to lie. Them food joints be getting, they be sticking.
You know, I'm all about food.
I seen one dude cook some food in a toilet. Like, he took an old toilet that was outside in the back. Like, he cleaned it. He put some type of grill. Like, he turned it into a grill. This nigga that ain't made some type of ribs. I don't even eat pork. He made some type of ribs. I was in that motherfucker like, damn, who the hell make toilet ribs? Like, yo. But the shit looks so good. You be like, damn, yo, these niggas be wilding out here. And then I saw one dude, man, he took, I don't know how the fuck he closed his burrito, CJ. I'm going to be honest with you. The nigga put everything in the restaurant in this motherfucking burrito. It was a burrito. The shit was like that big around, yo. They talking about, here, send that out. That's for one person? Yeah.
That was a chimichanga for sure.
Listen, like, I be stuck on the food joints, but I be stuck on the alien joints too. Like, I go from food to a motherfucking whole UFO. Like, it'd be crazy. TikTok, I had you all over your emotions. Yo.
It's a roller coaster. It definitely is.
Agreed.
I ain't gonna lie. It's different than Facebook. Facebook, you kind of see. You know what's so crazy about Facebook? You'll see some shit you was talking about, but you wasn't looking for. You'd be like, yo, man, I need to get me some new razors. Next thing you know, motherfucker, you say, oh, god damn, I ain't asked you for that. I'm going to Walmart. But still, you see the whole thing. with the razors. But you
know how you can subscribe, where you can get it from, Muffy's, all this shit.
All that shit over some razors. Right. But then you on TikTok, you see a life. You see your ancestors almost. Like, wait, hold on, nigga.
See a whole lot.
Yeah, how do they film you? Well, how did they meet you, son? Like, damn, TikTok got it all. Like, it's crazy, yo. And then, you know what I think a lot of people are trying to figure out is that, all right, so, you know, Instagram, it's one of those things where, you know, people really be on Instagram. Like, people really make money on Instagram. Like, they really found a way to make money on Instagram. So people use it. But I got a feeling, man, Instagram ain't going to be around so much longer, yo.
I don't use Instagram. I have it.
Because everybody doing the same thing. Short videos and pictures. Like, nobody's really even looking at pictures no more. When the last time y'all post pictures, you know what I'm saying? But when the last time people really go hard on pictures? Like,
people go hard on pictures. I go pretty hard on pictures. I'm in that generation where we don't let everybody know where we going. You ain't supposed to let everybody know your move. So to be putting your life out there on social media whereas people can keep up with your shit, that's pretty weird to me. So I be heavy on pictures. Now, do I be heavy on posting pictures? No. But I'm learning how to brand myself. But I think that's another reason, like, when it comes to branding and using it as a tool, I can't do it because the engagement that you have to have with people and the fact that you got to keep people, like, in tune with your every move in life, like, I'm not with that shit.
It's not like you have to have them in tune with every part of your life. It's just sharing. Like, my shit is motivation. So I'll post something motivational every day.
Well, yeah, because it's in line with your business and shit. But I'm talking about, like, social media influencers. I could use that.
Well, yeah, if you're influencing, then probably whatever the brands that you represent, and you would have to do that, but not too much more outside of that. Because even for y'all, like, even with your locks, like, if you find, like, clips or books, I don't know, like, the things scrunchy, I don't know. Like, it's probably a lot of different products that would probably have you... that would probably want you to, you know, or maybe like the caps, like not like the bonnet. Oh, speaking of bonnets. Hold on, speaking of bonnets, yo. Word. So look, oh God, you ain't got your bonnet with you, yo, do you? Yo, you look like one of the small bags that go in and kick the bathroom trash bag. Hold on. That's your bonnet, yo?
Well, the ponytail on the top of my head, but you know, when it hang, hold on, because my house glitching, y'all. My house glitching.
But that your bonnet, nah. Your joint kind of look like, you know what I mean? Like kind of like coming to America, like the mom, like a queen. Shorty bonnet looked like a little painter. Her joint was leaning to the side like a small painter, yo. You look like you could cook real good. Your bonnet looked like you could cook. But yo. Speaking of bonnet, you know, your boy, the dude, Derrick Jackson, he been on the Country Wayne sketch, yo. Yes, and they been, and Country Wayne ate his ass up about that shit, too.
What'd he say?
On the skit, he was just like, he just had to take it because, you know, he was saying it in a way like jokes, but he was getting them. He was like, dang, man. He said, just to think, man, you was telling all these people talking all that junk. You was doing exactly what you was talking about. He said, ain't that something? Because the character that he playing, the girl that he's trying to connect with, she not familiar with what went on with him. But everybody else around her is. So they've been trying to tell her, like, yo, you sure? Because this guy right here is on some other shit. And she's like, well, what's going on? I don't know. Like, yo, so it's funny. But, yeah, Country Wayne got him, yo. Like, to his face, too. And the dude allowed himself to be humiliated like that, I guess, because, you know. Because even Country Wayne said, he said, yeah, all I know is about your wife and the hat. The hat. Yeah. That shit was crazy, y'all. The buggy. So, I don't know. But fam out there. So, he telling his little story, yo. He I don't know. Yo, CJ, why you...
I'm just representing for the Bonnet Banshees because
get them.
Yo, that one hanging like a little nun though. But yo, but seriously though, yeah, that's cool because you know that shit hit. It was Shorty joint ain't look like that. Did you go look?
I did look, and it wasn't that bad. But you know what?
What? It wasn't bad. What happened? Okay, go ahead. What do you want to talk about Envy?
Did you say something like he was in a scam? Because I have heard about that, though. When I was looking for Bonnet, but sis with the Bonnet, I did run across that shit.
Well, yeah, they were talking about the real estate scam. That was based on him, him and his boy, like, taking money. I bet. So they was, like, investing. So a person could give them money, and they'll take that money and fund the deal. And then once the home sells, they're able to get a percentage out and give people a percentage for the money that they put up. Well, eventually, people was putting up money, and they wasn't seeing no returns. They wasn't getting no communications or none of that. So they had, like, the dudes collected upwards. I think it was something like, it was, like, a lot of money, or like, $60 million or something like that, y'all. It was a lot of capitalists,
and they were taking people money and was, like, investing in, like, home.
But in real estate, so, like, they could fund someone's deal. So they'll fund the deal, and then when the house is sold, immediately they get that money, they pull the equity out, and then they pay everybody back, but give them a percentage. So say like they say, yo, for $1,000 you get 20% back on your thousand. So whatever you was putting up, you were supposed to get 20% back of return on the money that you was putting up. So some people was putting up 50,000, some people putting up 100,000, some people
fell for that shit.
Well, they were actually keeping true to the word. So that's what got people continuously hooked in. Like, people was like, they had done it with them like maybe 4 or 5 times and got a return back from them. And then when they came to this last time, nothing. No return. Like, that's when people started really figuring it out. Because think about it. You do one deal with them, you probably take that same money, put it back. You just take a little profit. Take the same money, put it back. Yo, I bet. Take the same money, put it back. I bet. So if you use $100,000, you got 20%. You take the little 20% out, you know, boom, boom, boom. Keep the $100,000, just keep flipping it on. And that's probably what people was doing. So they were just flipping it on. I mean, it was crazy. But, yeah, so he was caught up in that. But the thing was, it was what really messed him up was, not only did that happen, but it happened the same week about the car show thing when him and Rick Ross got into their back and forth.
I heard
about the car show, yo. So it was just like it's just been a bad few weeks for Envy, yo. Seriously. I don't even know if he got nothing to do with the investment portion of it where he was actually taking money. I don't think he was a part of that part. I think he was a part of the educational piece. When it came to the real estate portion that he had to deal with Caesar. I don't think he was that. Yeah. He just got caught guilty by association type shit. Yeah. Yeah. Because he's the more famous out of him and his partner Caesar, you know? So he got drug into it. It's like Ja Rule with that festival. Festival. Yeah. Ja Rule was like the face of it, but he wasn't making the decisions in the background, but he got drug into it. You get what I'm saying? So it's the same thing happened with Fam. He got drug into it. DJ Envy. So
I feel like how did you not know? Like how did you not know? I'm confused. Like, how do you not
know? You know what? People, like, they, anytime somebody say, just give me this and I'll give you this back, you know how many people just go for that shit because they don't want to do nothing. They just want to just collect. So they just blindly give their money up, you know? And then it could be something that somebody could come to them with a really good idea where they could actually be hands-on and see a return, and they don't want that. But if somebody comes to them with a quick little, hey, give me this and I'll give you that, people lazy. Let me be honest with you.
I want to know how did DJ Envy not know too, because you are a figurehead, sir.
Right.
How did you not know your partner was scamming people out of millions?
Yeah, I don't know. Because somebody had to have said something to him. Like, even if a person saw DJ Envy at a party,
They DM him or something, because where the fuck is my money? Like, your name is on is with your partner. Your partner is getting to where he is getting to because of your fucking name. So, nah, buddy.
Yeah, you right, yo. A DM or something. Yeah, you right.
If people DMing you because of the shit you sound on Breakfast Club, what the fuck make you think people not going to DM you because you playing with their money?
Right.
That's true.
Definitely coming at you for their money.
How much money is you making? You could just hand a nigga that you don't even know. But your grandmother can ask for $20 to go get her medicine from CVS and you don't want to do. But you want to hand this nigga $2,000 to make a profit off some shit that you ain't even look into. It just sound great, so you gave him some money. That's all everybody get.
And that's a lot of people, because think about it. It was in the millions of dollars that they were talking about. It had a six in it. I don't know if it was 16 or 60, but it was something around that where they were talking about it. So that's a lot, yo, of money, yo, that people that they collected from people. You know what I mean? So some people gave up more than that 2,000. That's what I'm saying, yo. Some people gave up a ticket to be in an investor.
That's dumb. If you're giving up that much, why you ain't going to the real estate game yourself? Like, you ain't even like, true. I don't get it. I don't.
Done. You're right. That's what I was saying earlier. But sometimes something just don't make sense. Like, if you think about it, like, you're right. If you got tens of thousands upwards to like six figures that you could just give somebody, you could be in a real estate game yourself. Like, you don't even gotta worry about nobody.
Like, why are you trusting somebody else to do it?
Right. Like, man, and education. You can afford the education. You can afford to take about a good 3 months to learn what you need to learn and then go ahead and take some money and then invest it. Because you got the money if you're doing that.
Yeah. Or at least take 2 days of a nigga say, hey, give me your money because I'm about to do X, Y, and Z with it. Explain to me what the fuck you talk about so I can look into it. If that shit don't make sense, I'm not giving you shit. I might just bust at your ass for asking me that fucking question. But what I'm trying to figure out is, what the hell?
But that's the thing. Think about this, CJ. Like, you right. Like, nobody would know that you got money. You would have to bring your money to them. It's like a vampire. Like, the motherfucker can't come in the house until you invite them. That's what it is. People were bringing the money. They ain't had to go. Listen, they have a seminar. They talk about the seminar. And then in there, they can mention, like, yeah, and then we have this option. Well, you could just invest your money and then you can get this return. Motherfuckers is probably like, ding, 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 ding. You know how, listen, boom. And then they jump right into it, yo.
Damn, more power to them. I ain't got money at the waste. I'll be mad playing my gas tank to get to work. So I ain't.
Couldn't be me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But then if you had that. But you know what's so crazy, though, yo? They talk about other people's money all the time. When it comes to real estate and any type of investment, that you use other people's money. And if that ain't the literal definition of using other people's money, I don't know what else is, y'all.
But that's that's now you fucking up the game, because you got people that's in that real estate world that's literally like, hey, like, they act as if they are the bank. They understand the core purpose of OPP, you know, or OP, other people, OPM. OPM money. OPM. They know the set definition of other people's money. They sit down, they want to talk about where their money going. Like, they want to know pure cut details because they need to know how they're going to get a return. ROI.
Yeah.
So, I just, okay, that's fine. Oh, man, that's crazy. I feel sorry for them people. I do want to say that. I usually don't feel sorry for people, but it sucks for somebody to take advantage of you and to lie to you. But we got to do a little bit more research as people, guys. Like, we can't just keep handing our money over to people and we not at least taking the time to look and see if the shit they talking about is legit. Because as long as somebody sound confident telling you something, if that's all the selling point they need, then, I mean, put me on, because I want to bamboozle you too if you that damn dumb. Like,
seriously.
It's happening every day, though. That's the whole thing. Like, people getting bamboozled every single day, yo.
Dang.
And that's right. Because it's quick. They looking for a quick fix.
That's funny. I had a scammer, sidebar. I had a scammer, right? Hit me through my Instagram. It was so funny. I made him block me, and I was so sad. So I, like, went and found his other, like, page, and I was like, no, sir. Like, we're supposed to be friends. Like, bitch, you hit me in my inbox thinking you was going to scam me, and you going to block me because now I want to scam you. But y'all don't know how to play in these people's faces. Stop letting these people play with you. Period.
So I'm curious. I mean, I mean, just for, you know, the sake of just knowing, what did you say?
Let me tell y'all what I said. It was so damn funny. I was so mad he blocked me. I'm like, friend, don't do that to me. It's why you blocked me.
And then you said you found his other page.
He said, so he hit me, and so I already knew it was a scam, right? So I went on the page. First of all, the page wasn't built that long ago. I'm gonna make it short. The page wasn't built that long ago, right. And the person was dropping like a shitload of pictures in one day. Then all of a sudden, they started dropping one picture a day. I'm like, all right, all this shit, So he hit me. He was like, "Hello, pretty. How you doing? What's up?" So I already knew what it was. I'm like, ooh, I'm bored and I got the time today. I said, I'm fine. How about yourself? He was like, I'm great. A blessing happened every day and sometimes unexpected. Do you believe that? I was like, nah. He said, what's your Cash App tag for blessings? I feel generous. He was like, this for real. I'm for real and going to send me a rose. I was like, who even scammed using Cash App still? I said, all y'all scammers got the same script or something. I'm trying to get on. Like, put me on. Like, how you do it? I want to do it how you do it. So he say, huh? Are you kidding me? I'm not here for scamming people or hurting you. I said, but I am. So put me on. He said, do you have a Cash App or Apple Pay? I said, Cash App is for bums. And then I put it all cap. Teach me the game, ghost. He say, well, what's your Cash App tag? I said, didn't I tell your ass I don't use that shit? He said, well, do you have Zelle or PayPal? I said, Zelle? PayPal? Hell no. Nah. My bank too legit to use either platforms, my guy. I said, you going to put me on or what? If not, slide out my shit. So I said, matter of fact, I'm going to put your ass on. I said, what's your Cash App? He got mad. I said, first of all, bitch, never create a fake page. I said, never create a fake ass page and upload all them pictures in one day. It's a dead ass giveaway, meatball. So at this point, he was through with my black ass. So I seen on his page, I don't know if he deactivated his page, but still giving me the ability to like send him messages. You know, I think they say like this person blocked you or some shit. I was like, what happened, friend? I thought we was getting along. Why you blocked me, stink? Something on his other page. Because what the fuck is you talking about? You waste my time, bitch. Now I'm about to waste your time. I said, why you blocked me, bitch? At this point, I'm harassing him. And I realized he not responding back. So I'm like, instead of me catching a charge, Let me go ahead and scale it back. But I was on his motherfucking ass. I'm like, fuck you. Teach me the game. Teach me the game, ghost. He said, are you kidding me? I'm not here to hurt you, but I am.
What's up? Hey, what's up? Yeah, you so stupid. Yeah. I had to get that story because I just knew if he blocked you, it went down. Like, what did you say?
You're like, yo.
She's like, I got time today.
I got time, baby. I had time. I was loving that. I'm too broke. Don't try to scam me. I need to scam your ass. You put me on. I'm just as broke as you are. Shit.
Right?
Damn.
Yo, that is class.
Get a class together. Shit.
I mean, right. Yo, you're talking about, yeah, like you can teach people how to get these motherfuckers up. I mean, work.
I said, I can help with your social media. You help me with the other part. I can help with your social media part. Because you're supposed to never upload. You don't create a page and upload all these videos at once. It's a dead ass giveaway.
And look, he said, no, I'm not here to hurt you. Hey, where'd that come from? I ain't asked you about hurting me. I said, yeah, teach me the game. What we doing, yo? Like, yo, that's just crazy, yo.
I'm trying to be on the same shit you want. This be going to deactivate it. Stink, where you going? Where you going, baby?
Stupid, yo. Stupid, yo. You got issues, yo.
I know I'm on somebody Reddit post like, don't try this, bitch. Please don't. Because if I got the time, I'm going to give it to you. Please don't.
Yo, listen. That right there just is the most. That's the most classic shit I heard all week right there. Yeah, okay. That I can't imagine because I know how you get down. So I'm just thinking like, yo, what you say? Like, what? Did you have a conversation? No, you thumb thug this person to block you. That is so dope. I ain't never heard of a scammer blocking the person they're trying to scam. That's all.
Right. I'm like, don't you, where you going, Stink? I did a little running man emoji. Like, where you going?
Come back.
Where you going? Come back.
You were making friends.
You were doing so good.
Yeah, like, oh, this
bitch. We just came to know each other.
I'm an acquainted. I can get your bestest up. Friend.
Yo, you got real issues, yo, for real.
That's why I be needing to cleanse from social media.
That's your means of having a cleanse from social media because you make other people block you, scammer. Yo, that is so classic though, y'all.
I had a whole inbox full of them junk. Look, that's the most recent one that happened last week. That was so funny.
Yeah, I get all of them. I just ignore them. I don't even answer. Look, they do the stupid shit too. They get on your post and be like, "Yo, I just DM'd you," or they'll say, "Yo, it's the weirdest shit, yo." I be like, "Yo, son, I'm not fucking with you, fam. What are you talking about, yo? Like, yo, for real." One person hit you and say, "Yo, if you could guess who this person is in this picture," I'm like, "Nigga, it's Michael Jackson." Like, you don't even gotta look. It's right there. Like, yo, it's Michael Jackson. Get the fuck out of here, yo. Like, I'm going to automatically win. Get out of here.
Right,
fuck out of here,
yo. They be bugging out here with these scams, yo, and they be for real. And then I saw a documentary. Those motherfuckers be like in like different parts of Africa, like chilling in like a little area. All of them on their laptops. That'd be the people who be scamming and shit.
They be the ones that scam older people. Them motherfuckers run old people, they motherfucking pockets. Let me explain.
they run in old people pockets.
Yeah? Man, them people will send their social security and whatever in the fucking, all you gotta do is show companionship. And them motherfuckers say they a prince over in this country or they are, you know, and all of a sudden now they need money. I don't know how you go from being a prince to being a broke nigga all in one conversation.
It's crazy.
But they go from being a prince to now all of a sudden they need somebody to send them money, and these people be sending it. Them older people be sending it. Once they show their companionship, they all they gotta do is be attentive and be there when they just need to simply talk, because you know they can't do much of shit in a different country. All they do is sit and talk, and they can milk their ass, and it's sad. It's real sad. But them, they usually go after the older. They go out of senior citizens. They got disposable income like SSIs and shit. Or sometimes they even be fucking with people retirements. But, you know, that's who they hit. They easy.
Shit, I'm going to have to change my profession.
Right.
I be thinking about it. I'm like, give
me a little call center.
Bitch like that.
Give me a little call center.
Facts.
Give me a little call center.
And that was orchestrating the whole scam. I'm
telling you.
Yeah, and then we cannot set up a scam right here on live, but you know, damn, now Facebook gonna be sending me how to scam, right? You know what I'm saying? I have my phone right here. Now I'm be flagged for scamming. Now I'm out of joke.
How do I need those tips though? So I need the phone to hear me. How to scam.
What they're gonna do is see you scamming.
They're gonna put on ChatGPT. They're gonna use ChatGPT like, yo, how to scam old people with SSI only.
That's fucked up.
SSI only. And do a couple push-ups and then stand to the side and shit, yo.
They do. They call them, man. A few babies here and there and all that, and they feel all warm in the inside. Yeah, I need money for X, Y, and Z, and they send that shit.
But my thing is that, like you said, how you start off like, I'm the prince. I'm a prince of a whole village, but we need money for water.
Yeah, like,
you send the water. It's like, why are you a prince? Like, yeah, I got my own money, but right now it ain't working. I need yours. You know?
Wait, my bank account money, set up.
My money on layaway right now. I can't really get it out. I gotta wait.
Hit it with that Kevin Hart shit.
Yeah.
The way my bank account set up, I got a savings and a checking.
It was one guy they called. He took like millions. He took it was from a collective. It was from a few women, but it was one woman I think that sent. And don't quote me. She sent $50,000. She sent a large amount. It was like that big of an amount. But he scammed millions out of like
what the hell he be talking about? It gotta be an accent, yo. I mean, you know what? It gotta be. Cause what the hell are you talking about to somebody in over here? Like, he don't know what Great Adventures is. What if she hit him with one of them? Like, you been a Great Adventure? No, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? So what is he talking about? It gotta be the accent, yo.
I don't know.
So all the dudes out there, yo, get your African accent.
I don't even find that accent attractive.
Listen, that's because you ain't old enough yet.
I will never be old enough for that shit. Okay, that shit will never be attractive.
When you live in one of them assisted living joints where they come let you come downstairs on Friday and play foosball,
that's not funny. They is praying on people that need company and companionship.
But they not really praying.
That's why I'm not going to hell with Rod. Rod's trying to send us to hell. I'm not doing it.
Yo. Think about it. The people need it. All right. So you seen that commercial when the dude he out on the virtual headset and the woman she said she a gagillionaire.
Oh yeah. Like,
the dude said, yo, she got mad gigs. So he mad young. He got his shirt off. She 1,000 years old. But that's because she wanted. That's what she said. Look, this is what I want. A lot of these people don't got nobody to leave their money to. So they rather give it to somebody that make them feel good on their last little rodeo. You know what I'm saying?
That's not considered scamming. It's scamming when you lying and bamboozling these people out their motherfucking money. That's what that is. Like, if you just get, I know
what kind of lie can you tell for
her money and her estate and her cats.
But I want to know what kind of lie that you could tell for $50,000. That's a good lie to know.
Tell somebody that.
That's
lie.
A lot of no.
I want to tell somebody that same exact lie.
Whoa! I'm going to write that shit down verbatim.
What is like, that yo, lie? Because I'm taking notes. I got a notebook.
You told her what? You said
play with me. I got a notebook.
I might even voice record him. Look, because you know you're going to say it in his accent. So that's I'm probably going to voice record him and just play it back.
Yeah.
Dead ass.
Get it down.
Yeah, man. You bugging, yo. Because people, that's what they want on their way out, yo. They want some type, like you said, companionship. They want to feel good, yo. What better way to make them feel good? But they got to pay like they way. That's a job.
Nuh-uh.
It's cool. We got to come up with that, like, make a call center.
I'm not.
Make a call center.
Public, call. I'm not with that shit.
Come on, y'all, what you mean, yo? You the one that broke it down. We wouldn't even know about this if it wasn't for you. So you kind of like the call center. Look,
it's another scam. All right, so on TikTok, I'm going to take y'all over to the TikTok world, right?
Okay, so how you going to go? Okay, go ahead. How you gonna say I don't want to scam and go right into another one?
That's not gonna be the scam for us. All right.
Okay. What is it, yo? Let's roll.
I can't remember the exact term. It's an abbreviation. Can't remember the exact term. But basically, they convinced people to take out like these loans or like give them money to fix their credit and then like take out these loans to like. Open up like online, like Amazon businesses, so like online businesses basically. But they hire these people to like run the company. But the people not running the company, they just making these people take out $50,000 and $80,000 loans and they parking their shit. Like it's a legit way, but how they going about doing it, they scamming people basically. I should have had the whole thing.
Wait,
but,
so hold on. So they getting people to take out loans for like to buy like Amazon businesses, like Shopify businesses or something?
Yeah, like them type of online businesses, like online stores, and you basically pay somebody to like, you know, push your product and all that shit. You supposed to be the one just put your money in, sit back and collect your dividends. Right.
But the people is taking their paper and they like, yo, they taking like $30, making them a website, putting them some product up there, and ain't marketing or nothing.
But they doing it through their credit though. Like they say, all right, give me five bags to get your credit up to. Yeah, they taking out legit loans through companies. Like they taking out legit loans, but they not taking the money and using the money for what they saying they using it for. They not opening up these storefronts, opening up these online store. Yeah, so they had like, they like, all right, give me money to fix your credit. Once your credit over a certain amount, because you know when you get a certain loan, when your credit over a certain amount, they're gonna give you the big bucks. They not even gonna ask you for certain paper because like, all right, boom, like your credit already checked out. So they have them pay, like they pay to get their credit to a certain place.
Right.
And once their credit get to a certain place, they then take out this huge loan. Yeah. To open up this storefront and to do X, Y, and Z with it, but they don't be doing X, Y, and Z with that shit.
Just take them people money.
Be taking their money. And they may send them a little cut, like a little bit out the loan, but it's like, nah, bro. Like,
well, that's what I'm telling y'all, man. That's why I said we not too far off from finding a way to be able to get some of that paper. Because I just believe, like, yo, we just creating a service. And y'all think I'm trying to be funny. I ain't trying to get nobody to go nowhere they don't want to go. I know y'all said something about hell and all that, but who cares? We're not trying to go there. All we want to know is that, yo, listen, if these people want to give away money for a service, then we need to create a call center where people can come in and they can feel good. They can call, like, they can call and they can feel good. And then we can work on different accents. We can work on African accents. If African accents work the best, we can work on African accents. And then we got everybody sitting around. They could be Mexican. They could be Jamaican. As long as they can do an African accent. That's it. We're gonna get money, yo. Word. Don't have like no little French accent where it look like you about to speak French at any given second, but you don't. You just stay English. Like, that shit is crazy, yo. If you got the accent. The only accent that might not work, if you know, maybe one of the ones that, you know, that sound like one of the accents where they take people. You know what I mean? You gotta leave that accent alone.
Like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah, that accent, you might want to leave that one alone. Like, if you sound like anything that tell people to get in the trunk, you might want to leave that one alone.
So like Russian and all that.
Don't learn that accent. No Russian, please. Like, don't. But if you can learn, another accent, yo, you can get money. That's a legit business.
You know, that's a legit business too. They have like these companionship apps where it's like people pay you to like just be like their online companion. Yeah.
And you can talk in a whole nother accent. Like you could be anybody you want to be for them. And it could be like for a certain amount of time and they just be talking to you, telling you about their day and shit. And you just be responding to them like you from somewhere else, like India. The shit is dope. I'm telling y'all, man, we gotta set this up, yo. Word up, that like this is a real business right here, yo. And y'all,
it'll help us with our acting skills, CJ.
You know what? Yes, it's always an upside.
It's about the business.
And then, can you imagine how many voiceover jobs you get because you got mad accents under your belt? You don't speak none of the other languages.
Yeah,
I got a mean like Spanish accent, but I can't. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. Why? But you know you can't speak it. But if you African, like, yo, just you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, African accent.
Yo, remember when we crashed that African party?
I crashed the African party one time. Well, it was crazy.
We definitely crashed the African party.
So I was filming. I was filming at a sports bar. We were trying to get to some scenes in. And so a guy came out. So what happened was, we like, all right, bet. We about to eat since we here. You know what I'm saying? We're going to eat. So we waiting on our food. So then, you know, Vernon, he comes back. He said, hey, man, there's a whole bunch of Africans over there. I said, African? I said, well, how you know they're African, yo? He said, yo, man, because they got on the whole outfit like Wakanda. So I was like, all right, bet. So I went, I said, well, look, I'm going to go in there because if they from Africa, we all from Africa. Let's go. So I went. So they had, on the way back there, the people were so friendly. They were like, how you? He's like, yo, what up, B? So it was like, yo, they like, we got food. We was like, oh, shit. We got food.
Drinks, like,
we have plenty of food. I was like, yo, okay, no doubt, fam. I was like, I'll be right back. And y'all come with me over
there. We straight chilled with the African band.
They
was in there
dancing. They was in there dancing. And they was going, they was doing
Oh, that shit was funny.
We was over there by the aluminum foil pads. Right, the bubbles was in there. They was there. I mean, everybody. I mean, all of them were there. They had ancestors. Everybody in there, yo. And everybody was African. Everybody except us. Yes. And we was by the aluminum foil. They had like a whole little thing with just food. We was just by the food. We was at different aluminum pads. Tamika asked me, like, she was over there. I was over the number one. Yo. And then one dude came up with just beers. He was just walking up with beers. He was like, yo, beer for you. I was like, well, shit, I shouldn't have paid for nothing. The food I bought, I just put it in there.
Yeah.
I tied that bag up. Shit, I had it hanging over my back like it was a suitcase.
You know what? We'll crash somebody. I don't crash cooker. I'm cussing.
Man, listen.
They welcome me with all open arms. Don't nobody question shit.
But look, CJ, they had on the shit like your bonnet. They had on the shit. It was the mothers. I mean, like, the ancestors was in there.
They even had their babies strapped in and that thing.
All that, yeah.
It was a whole cultural experience.
They had a table set up with the elders. All the elders was sitting up with, like, dignity and grace. And my ass back there on their shit. Fucking their food up like this. Dancing. They had the music. I'm back there like this.
And they looking like, look at these. No, they don't.
They back there. No, nah, they chilling. No, they chilling. They up there just getting all kind of honors and stuff. And they people taking pictures and bowing and shit.
Y'all so uncouth. Y'all so uncouth. It's ridiculous.
I'm back there fucking their food up, yo. Like, yo, like, yo, this some bang. Like, yo, they had all kind of shit, CJ. They had
food. I expect that from him, but Shoemaker.
I was there. I mean, I had just met them too. I had only been chilling with y'all for like a month. I don't even think I've been filming yet.
She ain't know no better. She was just there.
So after like, that, oh, she was like, doing?
She was like, yo, this okay. is the shit y'all do. I was like, look, man, I ain't look. This you liable to just if you with us, you're gonna find something. You're gonna find something to eat. That's number one. But People like to invite. Like, it's just something about it. Now, before, I can't necessarily say, like, people could, you know, judge you by your, you know, like, how you look. You know how it go. People will look at you and judge you and feel like, you know, you might be approachable, not approachable. You know how that shit go.
Yeah.
But luckily, for me, you know what I'm saying? When we be going places, that don't be the case. Motherfuckers came. I'm talking about a whole village. I'm talking about everybody. Listen. It was a whole village. Yo, listen. The whole village. I'm talking about even the little kids. Little kids was in there doing like... They had the dance down pack too. And I'm back there by the aluminum foil. Like, yo, it was mad pairs. I was lifting them up and shit. I was like, yo, what's going on? They're like, yo, this is some other type of chicken. I was like, damn, they got mad different types of chicken. Like, you wouldn't even think they had all kind of different type of chicken.
I would have dragged your big. I would have dragged you by your big.
No, question. You would have got a plate. Your ass would have got a plate and a beer. Because that's what they were giving out.
They invited us to eat.
You would have got a plate and a beer.
We didn't invited into their space.
I just went and got back. I just went and got everybody else. I was like, yo, y'all come over here, yo, because they and
we was like, word, we back there. Okay.
Listen, and that was the only area we could get into because I told you the whole village was in there. So that was the only area we could get into was by the food. So I was posted up right in the corner. You know how like when the food do the triangle thing in the little corner, I was right there. So I was just turning like this. I was pivoting to pans.
Oh my fucking gosh.
You ain't got no home.
That's what they
was like. And then my man kept coming with beer. I had a beer in my hand. He was like, beer. I'm like, God damn, I did. Put it down.
Generous.
Yo, Verner kept saying, hey, man, don't leave your beer around. Give it to me. I'm like, man, no. That's damn. You got three beers yourself. Relax. He's like, give your beer to me. No, man. So listen, it was crazy. But I mean, we definitely crashed it. I ain't gonna lie. Definitely crashed it.
We had a ball, though. Their party became our party. Like, we had a good
listen. And then when the elders got up from the table, everybody stood still.
And we was all looking like
I was like, yo, what we supposed to do? Like,
and you over there shuffling plates and shit, huh?
Nah, I just had the plate in my hand like this at this point. I'm like eating. I'm like, yo, what we doing? Like, they just everybody stopped. The moment got over there, like, oh shit, all right. And then they start walking around and you know, everybody, touching them and shit like that. I'm like, oh shit, I ain't touching them. I just stayed in the back. And then when they walked through and then they put the music right back on, and then everybody went right back. You know what I'm saying?
I want to extend a thank you to that family that invited my very uncouth, uncultured counterparts to their party. I do want to say thank you.
That was like a year ago. We should probably go back.
That was love. They might be there again. They might be there again. Somewhere far, like Nightdale somewhere, yo. It wasn't even in Raleigh.
I don't even remember. Where were we coming from?
Man, I don't know. It was someplace Vernon had said, yeah, man, because they got a pool table so we could shoot in there. I'm like, you sure? He's like, yeah, we went in there. And it was like, yeah. I was like, okay, cool. So.
Yeah, but I don't remember where we came from that night.
Listen, that shit is crazy, yo. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. You know, crashing parties is something that
we always have an adventure, yo.
It's something that happens, yo, with life, man. You know what I mean? But anyway, I ain't gonna hold y'all all night because y'all know how we do. So before we go, I just want all the people out there to know like a little bit about what we talked about tonight. Y'all know, man. At any given time, man. Mental health is important. I think it's very important. It's very important. And if you feel yourself drifting away based on other things that's going on and you need to get to yourself, there's nothing wrong with that, yo. There's nothing wrong from disconnecting from the matrix, so to speak, and getting a peace of mind if that's what it takes for you. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody judge you for making the decisions you need to make to get your mind the way you need to have it. And if it's to say, I got to be out for a second, be out, yo. All this shit gonna be here when you come back.
Facts.
I promise
y'all not
you.
Y'all ain't gonna miss nothing, yo.
And all the people out there that like to announce that you getting ready to leave, man, just leave.
Just go.
Just go ahead, yo. We don't care. Yeah. You on your way out? Go.
Maybe the people that it should touch is alarming those. That is.
Here you go.
Send them a text message.
Just text them. Like, yo, look. I ain't fucking with you right now. Don't be on telling everybody else. Some of us ain't doing nothing to you. Like, shit, why are you telling us you leaving? Like, but anyway, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if that's what you do, that's what you do. But like, you know, so just go ahead and leave. It's okay. We understand. You know, we'll see when you come back, if you come back. Like, it's all up. You know what I mean? So before we go, y'all know we got to let everybody know what we got going on. So we start with you, Mika. What you got going on?
I'm going to be in Pittsburgh the next 2 days. Tomorrow, I got an event out there. I made a planner that they're giving away to some entrepreneurs and business people out in Chatham County. Shout out to Web Square. They help Black and Brown entrepreneurs. I'm part of their program. Thursday, I'll be back out in Pittsburgh to talk about my business to some other entrepreneurs. I'm just busy this week, just spreading the word of what I do and how I do it.
I like that. Y'all keeping that shit going, man. That's motivating. CJ, what are we doing, y'all?
Yep. And you guys know, we got Preview. Visit www.preview.career. Of course, it's more than just the AI matchmaking job board system. It's that with content mix. So it gives the ability to have an inside view and culture of what a company really consists of. Even those that are changing jobs, those are coming straight out of, college or, some sort of university. So if you want to know more information, of course, visit www.preview.career and sign up for the waiting list. And more info will be sent to you guys then.
There it is. There it is. And on this end, yo, y'all know what we're doing, man. I got five on it at the end of the month, June 23rd, 24th. We're in Roanoke Rapids, and then we're in Middlesex, North Carolina. So the I Got Five on It platform is really growing. A lot of the comics are starting to really get, you know what I'm saying, some recognition off of what we've been putting out. So I think that's dope because a lot of times comics be out here, they be funny, but nobody don't know about them because, you know, these guys got to reuse their material. So they don't have freely like artists where they could just give out material and not have to reuse it. You know what I mean? Once something is funny, I guess for some people it ain't funny no more, but you know how I go. I think that, you know, this platform is really going to help people or help comics and help the scene for people just need some type of breakaway from some of their real life things that they got going on. They just want to laugh a little bit, you know. That's one of the things that we do with our platforms. We like to do comedy because we already know things are serious. That's why I don't really talk about certain things on this platform either, is because, you know, we like to take a break from certain things. Even if we do get a little serious, we like to have fun and we talk shit and we go back and forth with each other. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's fun to be able to have a moment where you're not having to really just be so engrossed in what is going on with the world. But sometimes, you know, have a little light play in some words, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so we got that going on and we got new content dropping and on our page. So the Collective Visions, we on the road to 1,000 subscribers. So we want all y'all to go out there and subscribe to the channel, The Collective Visions on Facebook, subscribe to the channel and just check us out, man. We got some joints out there. We got that new therapy number 4 that just dropped today featuring Sergio Fevers. We call him Unk, for those of y'all that watch all the content, and we call a guy Unk. That's his name. He's a character in real life.
In like, real life, facts. In like real, you've never met somebody like him.
Life, like in real life. But anyway, keep up with that. We got the Beyond the Stars fashion pop up coming up in August, y'all. August 27th. So if you're a vendor, if you're a model, if you're a designer, and you want to be a part of this, yo, it's going to be so dope. It's at the Senior Center over in Cary, North Carolina. It's going to be really dope. It's going to be set up like looking like, you know, you went out of space. It's going to be crazy. I don't want to give away too much, but it's going to be some dope brands in there. We're going to have some people walking. Oh, and a lot of the brands are going to have accessories, and they'll have booths and vendors there. So, like, the person walking in gear, they'll have a vendor table there so you can purchase the gear right then and there. But the people that make candles, people that make jewelry, they'll be in the building too. So you guys can come through. It's a really dope networking event. Also a pop-up shop so people can come in and experience some of the things that the entrepreneurs out here are pushing. So it's going to be dope. August 27th. So the link will be in the description of this video. You can follow me on all my social media platforms and you can get the information. It's going to be dope. So we working out here, yo. Plus, we got more shit coming. It's just too much for me to say right now. But just y'all keep following and keep up with us, and we're going to keep it moving, yo. But with that being said, man, I definitely appreciate y'all, as always, for jumping on with me. Thank you, ladies, because you guys take out time every week to come fuck with me. And people was asking me about why I changed the platform from not doing interviews anymore. And I thought about it, though. I was like, man, because, you know, I think that's the one thing about it. I think everybody does interviews when they have a platform. So it's, or some, but my shit's called Sparking Conversation. I don't think we should be having interviews. We should be conversating, right? I mean, at least that's what I think. You know,
it's
what I mean?
Hot conversation, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, not necessarily too much about interviewing people, but really just have conversations about topics and, you know, be able to have it. And then there's so many people like, yo, Rob, I'm going to come on and shit like that. And I'm like, yeah, I don't mind bringing you on, but I don't know. I just feel like, you know, at some point, I think when you're building something, sometimes you gotta build it. I just think that before you start just adding a whole bunch of shit to it, it's like when you're building a house or something, before you go ahead and add the windows to it, I think you at least gotta build the frame. Where the windows gonna go? You know what I'm saying? So it's just shit like that. I just feel like, you know, in the process of building this brand, we just gotta stay focused. And then, you know, we'll have people come on and shit like that. I'm going to have a, we're going to be in studio soon. So we'll have guests and stuff come on and stuff like that. We'll chop it up, yo. But until then, y'all just stay safe out there. Thank y'all for all the support that y'all do get. Thanks for everybody that jumped on live tonight. And thanks you for everybody that's going to watch the playback. So we out of here until next week, yo. And like we always say, man, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will, man. So be safe out here, yo. Don't hurt nobody, y'all. Peace.